Yo, can you hear me? Yes, you're kind of breaking up. What's up, bro?
Not much.
What up? Just getting off work, LGTV.TV.
Welcome
Episode
back.
41.
We back after
the view.
hack attempt.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. That was weird.
What?
That was weird. I don't know what. I don't know how that happened.
What happened?
Where Vontae at?
Shit, I don't know. I was just literally talking to his nigga. He probably on the phone, probably talking to his mama or something. He was just jumping with him and shit.
Heard it. I want to get into first.
I just want to talk about that verdict real quick. That's breaking news.
Yeah,
he I saw a video. He looking like he was shocked. Like my white privilege world. They catch her.
Yeah, I think a lot of people was surprised.
Yeah, because we expect him to get off. He's been having it so long.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
But thankfully, justice prevailed.
Yes, it did. But at the end of the day, still got a man who lost his life. America got to get better, man. You got to get better every day. Especially right now, all these shootings and mass shootings we didn't have since January, bro, it's ridiculous. Dude shot up a FedEx and all that shit. You were 19 years old.
Yeah, within the past year, a lot of people done bought guns, and we seeing the repercussions of that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people got guns, and they think it's like toys and shit, and they live out their bullshit fantasies. You know, this ain't nothing new. It's just sad that I know it's sad for me. I get desensitized to it. Every time I hear somebody, a young man, was getting shot, I get confused with the next dude from the week before. Because it's happening that frequently. It's wild out here.
Yeah, but thankfully, he going to jail for looks like a long time.
Yeah, I think about 40. What's a 40?
We'll see what they actually sentence him to, but at least he got convicted, bro.
You ain't lying. At least he got a conviction, bro.
And stay up to 40, but hopefully that will be something supernatural. Something to make us all.
What you say?
Hopefully he gets something substantial.
Yeah. I hope so too. Some real time.
What else y'all want to get into?
We can talk about the NBA real quick. Look how great Steph is right now. Steph been balling. Like crazy. Man, blowing like crazy.
Still not. I mean, it's definitely, got to recognize greatness.
Yeah, and that was a great dagger he hit to beat the Sixers. He's been balling like crazy, but they ain't been winning much either. And like me and Vonnie was talking about that, like it's kind of hard to win when you got Draymond averaging 5 points, getting $100 million a season. On a $100 million contract. We talked about this a year ago, and you said it best. You said Draymond gonna age poorly, and I still feel like last year he milked that injury so he wouldn't have to play.
Yeah, I definitely. If I would definitely still leave it next year. He probably won't, but if he
wants, he's 33 years old.
Put another ring. It's not gonna happen there.
And then you got Steve Kerr saying that Wiseman ain't developing fast enough to go along with, you know, the trajectory of Steph. I'm like, man, coach him up. Shit, I feel like Steve Kerr been catching a break the last 2-3 years. He ain't making adjustments. He ain't coaching shit. But Steph is, you know, back on subject, but Steph is balling. 10 threes the last, what, 6 games or 4 games? Playing out his mind, man.
Yeah, he been killed.
Oh, what's that noise?
Oh, that's static.
Okay.
Nah, it was me.
But yeah, it's gonna all be for naught. He's gonna do the same thing next year. He can go crazy again. It's gonna be all for naught.
Yeah. I know y'all talking about out of, like, you know, y'all trying to say Steph and James. When James was doing this with the Rockets, when he was doing this with the Rockets, balling 40-something games. They still winning games and making the playoffs. Steph can't do that without Klay. He need Klay with him to win.
I think Klay is done, though. I honestly do.
You think Klay is done?
Yeah, I think Klay is a 12-6 guy now. Like, when he comes back, I just
– with 12 points and 6 rebounds?
Yeah, I think he's a 12-6 guy. He's not going to go back to 19-8 or whatever he was. He's not going to be that guy no more.
I never knew how much Klay was averaging for, like, a season. But I think
what makes you think that, Trey?
That injury, man. I mean, his upper body is going to be still muscle, have the muscle memory. He's going to be able to shoot still. He's not going to be able to run off from screens the same way. He's not going to – that lift, a lot of stuff's going to – I don't think it's going to be the same, man.
Yeah,
12 might be short. Maybe 14, 15 points a game. But he ain't finna average 20. He ain't finna average 20, 21.
I feel like he can because he never dribbled. He never put the ball on the ground. It was all like said, off ball, catch and shoot.
True, but I mean, I feel like he ran.
The ACL, then he has the Achilles. So, I mean, even in age, when you have two injuries like that back-to-back, I don't – like Trey said, I don't see him being the same player after that. After ACL, then –
like, he better still spot up and shoot, but I mean, and he, like Gary said, he didn't dribble much, but I mean, getting to a spot, running around, school, like Steph, dude, running, it's not gonna be the same.
It definitely takes something out of you.
Yeah, the thing that's gonna hurt the most is his defense ability.
The mentality of it. You get hurt.
Yeah.
You got all year, most of the year. You come back, you're ready to play. You get hurt again. Now you're gonna be these injuries, like you're gonna be scared to move, bro. That's I'm telling you, I think
it's gonna take them a while.
They're not an injured play away from being good again. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Steph wanted to be finals run again, it's not gonna happen anymore. I don't think he'll leave. I think, you know, he'll just say whatever. I'll retire here.
All right, there you go, Vontae.
You know, Klay was their best defender, not Draymond. I don't care what Draymond say, best defender.
Draymond ever. The best defender of all time, bro.
That nigga's a fucking help defender. He ain't locking niggas up one on one.
Draymond's the best defender of all time, Gary.
I love that you're trolling right now. I love you. But he's not. Klay a better defender. Klay, who when LeBron playing, who guarding LeBron? Klay. When he was playing James Harden, who guarding James Harden? Klay.
Draymond was kicking in the nuts. Remember, like, you forgot about that.
Yeah, he was dropping niggas that whole playoff run 1 year. He hit everybody in the nuts. People get caught up in hype with Draymond. Oh, he had 19 assists. That's gonna happen once a year. Him having an impact offensively ain't gonna happen too often. But nigga get as many open looks as him. He should be averaging 22. He should be averaging 22 points.
Let's start Lewis here. Bonte can join. We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, bless me.
All right, man. Let me join down now. Go Lakers.
Yeah, back.
Yeah, but
yeah, with Clay, his defense ain't gonna be the same because of that lateral movement. That was gonna hurt them more than his scoring. He ain't gonna be able to defend the best player no more. And they don't have nobody like Andre Iguodala. They don't have nobody like Andre Iguodala anymore to help all the defensive end. They got Wiggins, but Wiggins' defense ain't
no question about it. The Warriors dynasty is over. They won't win another ring.
But it's done. It's over. I would have got rid of Draymond last year. I sold cheap.
You'd have wrote him off?
Sold him cheap. Nobody even pay that money for Draymond. Like somebody said, Draymond is the only player in NBA history that can go from basically out the league to the Hall of Fame on the base on the team. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
The Nets looking like they got some problems.
Everybody hurt.
While we're on the Nets, though, I do want to say that me and I believe it was Lou, and I need Vontae here to say hear this, but whatever. Said that I don't care what kind of defensive problems they got. Them niggas got too much offensive firepower to be sorry. They like second East West first cruising for a while. I just want to reiterate that I said that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they lose to the Lakers last week?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. What you call it? What's his Dennis Schroeder? Dennis Schroeder. But yeah, they second in the East. They're not seventh in the East. They can't guard nobody, whatever about they were talking about.
Nah, but they gotta get some. I mean, if they don't get no chemistry, if they don't play together, I mean, I guess you could kind of get through the East playoffs with learning each other, but it's looking like they're not going to, at least the big three, not going to play with each other again until the playoffs start, probably. Even then, you know, with how James, he just had a setback, he might not play the beginning of the playoffs potentially.
Damn, they say you might play the rest of the season into the playoff?
I mean, it's only like 12, 13 games left.
Oh, yeah.
And James just had a setback. So, I mean, it's a possibility. He might not, you know, he might not play again before the regular season over.
Man. There ain't nothing to play with that hamstring.
And KD keep having different problems pop up now. Yeah. Might be
starting to look frail out here.
Yeah, he definitely gonna might be just injuries starting to accumulate. Like, we done seen it. Like, he done had injuries, you know, earlier in his career, and then obviously, he had the one when he left Golden State. Like, might just be body might just be kind of breaking down on him.
True.
We know it happens out of nowhere.
Yeah, it do. It do happen like out of nowhere. Then you also got to worry about the main thing. What kind of Kyrie you getting every day? What's Kyrie showing up?
Yep.
The Kyrie who think he an artist, the Kyrie say, so using the word nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if the
is he?
I mean, they could gain their chemistry and play, end up playing well, but how's looking now? I'm still very confident in the Lakers winning. I'm still not. You know, maybe even the 76ers to upset the Nets and get them out of the way. I wouldn't mind that either. I'd appreciate them for that. But they gotta get some chemistry for sure. They gotta play together. You still gotta play together. Like, no matter how much talent you got, you still has to gel correctly. And if it's trying to gel in the playoffs, like, that's gonna be weird as hell.
Yeah, you can't make up the chemistry in the playoffs. Like, it's too late. Niggas ain't playing with each other. Then you gotta get the role players involved. You gotta get your legs under you and get in shape. It's just too much.
I still would expect them to win the East, but no, they gotta pull it together. It has to be seen first. It has to be seen first before we can crown them.
Yeah,
I think it'll be all right, though. But gotta get healthy. We gotta get healthy too. But definitely gotta get healthy. They gotta play together.
See what got you. Health is everything, especially when the playoffs come. Gotta get right. Gotta get right. I want to talk about the Suns real quick. What y'all think about them right now?
Point guard.
Yeah. You don't gotta do much. You only gotta average 17 and 9.
Point guard.
Yeah, he can turn the program around, which is great. When the playoffs come, shit. Can't rely on Chris Paul. Even when he was young, you can't rely on Chris Paul.
I think if Chris Paul was there with James Harden when he went down with the injury, they would have beat the Warriors.
Yeah, so I still say that.
And James Harden cannot. Like that question Lou posed earlier, you got one game, your life on it. When I hear my life's on it, I need the person to be somewhat clutch. I don't know if I could trust James Harden down the stretch.
Steph not as good in the playoffs, but he ain't great.
Right. I mean, that's why it was a good question, because Steph ain't just, you know, the just.
You know, people sleep on it. People sleep on that question, like, Steph don't be killing niggas in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, when KD was there, KD was carrying them niggas, KD and Clay. Steph would do his little thing, but Steph wasn't like, oh, I'm magic. But, like, I use this as, like, when James was dragging subpar Rockets team to the playoffs and Western Conference Finals.
I don't think he dragged a subpar team to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes, he did. That first time they went, the very first time they went, the year when they had Dwight Howard, and everybody was always hurt the whole season. That was a subpar Rockets team. Everybody was hurt except James.
I know they made it that far.
Yeah, that was the first time they played the Warriors in the conference finals, and they looked like shit because James was tired and everybody else wasn't doing shit. I think that's when they beat the Clippers one of them times. You know, I remember that.
I think that was Lob City Clippers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, sir. I remember that. Yeah. Yes, sir. So people forget about this shit. I said, James did everything he could. That year, he was just tired. That's why he played like shit in the conference finals against the Warriors. He was tired dragging them niggas around. And I feel like if he had a nigga like Clay, he would have went far. Steph, like, this is the first time Steph really had to do it by himself without Clay. He's balling. Individually, he's balling. He's great. But they're not winning.
I didn't expect them to win. That's the thing. I didn't expect them to win, though. It's like,
that's what you
already know who you got your eyes set on. It's on the Lakers and the Nets. Like, that's who your eyes set on, really.
Yeah, that's what we was talking about.
And the Clippers, people who don't count, they don't count the Clippers. Jazz are the number one seed or whatever. I'm not sold on the Jazz.
Jazz can play hard. They just need somebody on the wing. They need a wing player. Because it's really just
Oh boy, didn't they? Point guard.
Who? Conley?
No. I'm gonna think about the wrong team.
Donovan Mitchell out for a few weeks, that ankle.
No, I'm talking about who just tore the ACL. Who's that?
Denver. Murray. Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray, yeah, that's right. Denver, that's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
I don't really count him as a point guard. He's a shooting guard.
But, yeah, those teams with the good records and all the team chemistry, they ball in the regular season, I ain't looking for them. I know what's going to come down to. Like,
sure, that, you know. You already know.
Definitely not worried about the Jazz.
I'm not worried about the Jazz.
The Jazz. Oh, yeah, it was a statistic last night. The Jazz have got off to the best start in franchise history. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, you know. They talking about the Carl Malone, John Stockton, Jerry Sloan teams. Like, that's a pretty cool thing to do, but
they didn't win.
It don't matter if you can get into the finals. That ain't gonna matter. Like, you going second round, third round exit. Like,
yeah, they try as they might. Not worried about them.
Like, I was Joker balling, man. Joker really the point guard for Denver.
Them losing Jamal Murray, that knocks them out pretty much. So, in the West, we're just worried about the Clippers.
They were talking about Michael Porter Jr. He's talented as all hell, but if he was consistent, he'll be starting. Yeah, but Michael Porter Jr., I'm like, bro, he good, but he ain't consistent. Until then, he just ain't shit. You're a young guy who can ball every once in a while.
Yeah, I fully expect the Lakers Clippers Western Conference Finals this time. With Jamal Murray going out, it's pretty much a lock. I don't see nobody else doing nothing. Unless the Clippers let the Jazz beat them or something. Who knows? I wouldn't mind it. I'd be cool with that. What else we need to get into?
We got to say a lot of some more basketball topics. What's it? We got the Warriors balling like crazy. The Knicks. I'm happy for the Knicks, man. They decent enough because it's the East, but they playing good ball at least. You know, playing good enough basketball.
They're decent. Just a little first round exit. First round exit, but hey.
It's good. It's good for the city. We got to talk about our draft, NFL draft. See, what's up with Aldis Smith? That's all I want to know. Y'all put me on game the other day with Aldis Smith. I woke up from a little nap and I just saw all this shit about him getting arrested. What is y'all thoughts?
Ain't nothing else to say. It's over. It's over with. It's a man. It's like we've seen all our life, whether sports or not in sports. Just another nigga who can't get himself together.
He missed out on a lot of money because he can't get himself right. He ain't never had that real contract.
You choke somebody out at a coffee shop, like, I mean, you got problems, bro. And I think for niggas like that, like, I wish there was some type of other type of rehabilitation besides jail, but unfortunately there's not. So they just throw you in jail and you continue to be crazy. But I mean, you gotta get yourself together before you go down that path. And unfortunately, it's looking. His charge comes with up to 8 years, so he'll be doing some decent time, unfortunately for him.
Yeah, he didn't miss out on at least $80 million on a real extension. You forget how good he was just being a pass rusher, part time player.
Get some money now. Now, his life on the line now. Young Vontae.
Yo, can you hear me?
What's popping?
Shit. Trying to figure this out, bro.
Well, I guess I'm glad you finally did.
You went through the Chrome?
Yeah, I had to copy the URL and go that way.
Yeah. I figured that might work. You said you I think you told me earlier you said you don't got the Nets going to the finals.
The Nets, nah. I don't know, niggas dropping out like flies, bro. If they all healthy, they easily going. They don't got no competition in the East, bro.
Who gonna stop? You already know how I feel about the Sixers. Who gonna stop Embiid?
See, injuries, rest,
yeah, in shape. Gonna get gassed by third quarter. Cause he played his heart out against the Celtics last year, but he was gassed by the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm interested to see.
I feel like he would have to play a perfect game every game. I mean, that's like not getting in foul trouble, conditioning wise. Like, he gonna need a perfect game every. I just don't know if he can do that for four out of seven games.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see who's that second team. Who else gonna make it to the Eastern Conference Finals with the Nets?
Yeah, that's the biggest question.
Is it gonna be the Sixers?
If it ain't gonna be the Bucks, they didn't hang it up. Like, what the hell are y'all doing? Y'all wasting Giannis. Giannis resigned. He loved Milwaukee. Y'all niggas still can't get right.
I don't know how it's gonna. I mean, one of them. I feel like. Well, I mean, I guess I don't know how it's gonna match up. But I guess one of, you know, it could be 76ers Bucks in the second round, and they could knock each other. You know, one knock the other off, but. I'm sure that's what they would want and avoid the Nets until the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know who that fourth team would be. Maybe the Celtics. The Heat looking like trash.
Yeah. We'll find out one of these days what's gonna happen. But I don't know. Like, is this gonna be the year that Ben Simmons like show up in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's
who gonna be that third guy? Is Seth Curry gonna go crazy and hit you with 20 a game? I predict he's gonna do at least once. Like, who gonna step up? Is Tobias Harris gonna play like the $100 million man they paying him for?
You said who?
Tobias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think this has to be the year. You got Doc over there now. Like, if the Sixers don't do nothing this year, it might be time to get rid of. It'll probably be Ben. Might be time to move Ben and see what else you could bring in with a Ben Simmons trade. It's just gonna get to the point where it's ridiculous. Like, you can't keep losing in the playoffs.
You can't. It's just like, it's gonna be like the early Hawk days. You remember when they had Joe Johnson? Then you had best record in the East. Couldn't get past the first round. That's the last team I remember. You definitely right.
What else we need to get into?
Oh shit! We can talk about how the NFL scouts and shit trying to discredit another black player in Justin Fields. How they did Lamar Jackson? How they did Cam? Like any black quarterback, but ain't nobody been as disrespected in recent years as Cam and Lamar as a black quarterback. We got Lawrence talking about he hung up a chip on the shoulder, all that shit. Football ain't his life.
Trevor Lawrence said he don't got a chip on his shoulder. So
he's on right. I mean,
he doesn't. He said he
doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. He can't fabricate one like Tom Brady can. And you know, he's
and I'm fine with that. Like Andrew Luck was. He didn't have a chip on his shoulder. He just went and balled. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's not like that. Like, Tom went in the sixth round. Like, that's a major chip. Like, everybody was not built the same way. You could still be successful. Did John Elway have a chip on his shoulder? I don't know. Like, he went to Stanford. Like, look, he went number one overall. Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, they've been told they was going to be the greatest
of all time.
12-13. Like, I'm sure it is hard to fabricate that. That don't mean he's not going to be successful. That don't mean he don't want to win. That don't mean he's not going to give his all to be great. Like, people twist and turn that to, like, make it sound bad. Like, it don't necessarily got to be a bad thing.
Yeah. You just got to go out there and play.
But he feel like, to a certain extent, like, I guess if you that player, you got to live up to, like, you got to live up to it. Like, everybody.
Well, yeah, but it's like a fine in between, like LeBron. Like, what chip did LeBron have other than trying to be the greatest ever? Like, he was number one overall. He was told he was going to be great since he was 11, 12. Like, what other chip did he have other than
18
years old? Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. What other chip did he have other than I just want to be the greatest?
That's all you need. Want to be a champion, be the greatest of all time.
Now you can question if you want to be the greatest. You could question that about, you know, anybody, but they just don't have those chips that Kobe had from, you know, being traded on draft day, or Tom Brady being a sixth round pick, or you know.
The crazy thing with Tom Brady was he believed people saying he was going to be a first round pick when he never started the whole year at Michigan. That was dumb.
What was you finna say, Trey?
Oh, I think it was Vontae finna say something.
Now, all the thing I was going to say was, like, I think what a lot of people, like, I guess look inside at, because I ain't have no problem with the chip, but I think, and I'm glad he kind of, like, clarified, but, like, what he was talking about, like, he's okay without football. Like, I feel like coaches and organizations want you to eat, sleep, everything football, and he was just like, football ain't, like, I'm okay without
his
football.
His daddy said
that's what Eric Mangini said, that he didn't like that. And people was on his head like, why? I mean, what does that matter?
So. That's why Eric Mangini not coaching now. He hasn't coached job over 20 years.
I hate seeing him talk on anything. He be on Fox, I'll turn it off.
I don't like Eric Mangini.
I hate seeing him.
Ever since he snitched.
Yeah, man. He
there's so many of these motherfuckers be having jobs and on TV.
That nigga big snitch.
I will say though, like, I guess it's like a first, because you usually don't hear players come out and be like you mostly hear niggas like, football, all I got, man, I sleep, I eat, sleep, all football, like, that's everything. And then they go back to
an upper class family.
Yeah, he is upper class.
This nigga had a 2016 model car freshman year in high school. Where's nigga?
But I feel that. But Trevor still had to go and ball in college, ball in high school. Like, I don't think you get there without some type of
a talent.
Will, no, not talent. You good by talent. I'm just saying, like, competitive.
Some type of desire to win.
Right. Like, I think he's competitive still.
The only thing that worries me, bro, like, just say he, I mean, right or wrong, like, he go to Jacksonville. Them niggas like, hell, I mean, we know what Jacksonville is. Like, we know when teams rebuilding, like, you ain't finna win. I mean, you ain't finna win overnight. Like you taking a beat, like, are you going to stick through it? Or you going to be like, man, I don't know if it's for me.
Peyton Manning stuck through it. People forget that.
Yep. The other thing is, like, I remember Shay was talking about his demeanor on the sideline. They was getting blew out by Ohio State. He wasn't mad. He was just smiling, still laughing. I'm like, fuck that. I mean, mad as hell or something. Gonna be doing a lot of that in Jacksonville. A lot of losing. But the thing that hurt him, I think, it's still a good thing that happened, but he peaked as a freshman. He still ain't played better than his freshman year. He was that good.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You played so good, bro. It was like, to me, it was just like, what else could you do?
He would have the maximum numbers or top it just to be good.
Two losses his whole college career.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Two losses.
Two losses his whole college career. He lost to the amazing LSU team, and then he lost. And then his defense gave up 49 points. So he's supposed to go out and get 50 to win. So, I mean, yeah, that's a result.
It put him in a bad competition. That's a bad job.
This quarterback class is very interesting. I'm anxious to see them play.
Who has watched Zach Wilson tape or film anything? Because I saw him as a second-round pick in certain mocks early in the year, third. Then in the last month or two, he a first-round pick, he top five.
They started saying that during the year when he was playing well that he was going to be first-round.
What has he done?
He had a very good year.
What has his team done?
Well, I mean, he went to BYU. I'm not expecting much.
Brigham.
From a Christian, right? Christian school?
That's Mormon, I think.
Mormons, yeah.
Mormon.
Yes, the Gracie.
Ain't that the school where you got to be a virgin there and all that? Like, it was
something. Yeah, you can't have sex.
It was something else that they had. I was like, dang.
You got to serve a mission.
But I mean, everybody had him locked to the Jets, but I wouldn't be surprised. And I wrote down, we was talking about the picks and stuff. I had the Jets actually picking Fields. And then I got Lance going to the 49ers. And then I got Wilson going to the Broncos. Broncos trade up with the Falcons. Might not happen like that. The Jets might go ahead and go with Wilson, but that was my little prediction.
So do you see five quarterbacks going in the top 10?
No, I had Mac Fowler to the Patriots.
That's about right now.
But I mean, the Patriots obviously could trade up with, of course, the Cowboys.
They said the Cowboys going to move back. They even said the Panthers are receiving.
Yeah, they keep saying that. Like, somebody got to stay. Like, everybody can't trade back. Like,
who going to risk it all?
We're going to skip from the fourth pick to the 10th pick because nobody's here.
The Eagles
talking about everybody want to trade back. Like, fam, somebody got to stay. They keep talking about that, but like, all right, cool. But I can see the Patriots moving up. I can see that. They had Bill seems to be very aggressive this offseason.
Yeah, this is a different Bill Belichick. This is the Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, so it's different.
Man, people seeing Bill could be the greatest coach ever. You still got to have extreme talent on the field. Like, you can't just you could kind of finesse some things because you had the greatest quarterback ever on your team. Now you don't. You see what other teams been dealing with. Oh dang, I gotta go pay money for niggas. I gotta bring in Supreme. I can't just have Edelman's out there. I gotta go pay top dollar for the best athletes, the best players.
Two tight ends,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it was Tom, bro. Like, Bill is obviously, he's arguably the greatest to ever do it, but it was Tom, bro. Like, Tom did that, bro. Tom, I give Tom minimum 70% of the credit. I don't care, bro.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's about right, 70.
It was Bill who set Malcolm Butler for a whole Super Bowl for no reason. Like, come on, bro.
Nobody still to this day don't know what happened.
Like, that's crazy.
I can't wait till that tell-all comes out.
That's crazy, bro. Like, you really benched this man for an entire Super Bowl for what reason, bro? Unless it comes out
that was the Eagles Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was gonna say unless it come out he spit in Bill's face or something crazy like that, but I feel like if it was something that crazy, it would have leaked.
You'd have cut him. Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So again, was he? And nobody confirmed because everybody was like, okay, but he was late to a practice. But like to sit this man in the entire Super Bowl and lose a Super Bowl, like. That's crazy, bro. And it definitely plays in how many times they've been there. Because if that was their first time going, I don't care what happened. He would have played him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bill, that definitely was a big head move. Like,
yeah, Bill expected to win anyway. He expected to beat the Eagles by 100 points. And he expected to be there.
You thought he was going to be sweet. And now you let Nick Foles embarrass Tom Brady. And that's a blemish on my nigga Tom record because you want
to
be stupid.
Got Tom Brady running routes trying to catch a damn pass in a Super Bowl. No one hit that lid. No one hit that lid.
80% of the credit, 85% of the credit to Tom now, just for that. Moved it up. 85%. 87%. No, 87. 87%. 13 go to Bill.
You can say 90 based on how bad he been drafted in the last 6 seasons.
Oh, yeah. Horrible draft. Drafter. Horrible.
Horrible. You can just go, bro, you can go back and just look at it and be disgusting.
Best draft you ever had was Gronkowski.
Gronkowski was an accident.
Yeah, Gronk
was
in the
way. Gronk had a bad back then. He was always hurt. He had a bad back.
When did Gronk get picked? In the third? Was he a third round pick?
Gronk was a second round.
Second?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely got lucky with Gronk. Like I said, Tom is what held that shit together.
Yeah, you got to think about all the players he let go that was still balling when he let him go. The main thing that was bad about him, Chandler Jones. You just bring up Chandler Jones, bro. You let Chandler Jones go. And he's still, to this day, killing me. And he was in his prime. He wasn't old. He wasn't in his 30s. None of that. He just had a bad day, bad experience fucking with that fake weed. Got butt naked at the police station. But he was straight. Niggas off that heroin, whatever he was on. He was on some shit.
Who have a better record this year, the Cowboys or the Patriots?
Cowboys.
Cause I still don't trust the weapons in the
New England. Anybody flying out to watch the games? When they open COVID back up?
You said flying out.
A cheap ticket. I'm flying to get the game.
I'm watching three games. I'm going to Foxborough to watch Bucks and the Patriots.
You gonna buy the team?
Yeah, and then don't the Bucks play the Cowboys this year? I mean the Bucks Cowboys Patriots play the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, in New England. In New England, I think though. In Foxborough.
I think that's what I'm watching. I'm watching two games this year. I think there's some blockbuster games. I think Brady playing the Patriots this year.
All the people flying out is you and Gary, because Gary got to go to Heinz Field.
Yeah, that's my goal. I'm going to catch the game, bro. That's my goal every year.
Bro, yeah, I'm watching the way game. That's what I'm trying to say.
You need to see Big Ben on his last ride. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, I really didn't want him to come back. I'm like, fuck, we need to try to go ahead and start over. Hope Trey Lance fall down.
You just kicking the can down the road.
I feel like at the end of the year, just the play calling was fucked up on offense.
It was perfect for him. It was set up perfect. Like Drew left, Eli gone, Phillip left, like Ben. You the most unhealthiest nigga out of all them. What makes you think you can come back?
He's always been the most unhealthy, but he was still in the ball.
Bro, this is my thing. I don't know. Like I heard all the stuff.
I can't believe he came back.
I can't believe it. Because I was like, we're going to have to trade up first round draft pick. We're going to have to get in the top 15 something, nigga. We got to get somebody. We got Morris Farm. I was about to say, all this Deshaun shit. I was about to say, we gotta get Deshaun, bro. Throwing three first round picks, we straight. Pittsburgh all day.
See, I'm gonna have two rapist quarterbacks. Now, I don't know about that, man. y'all trying to stain that man Art Rooney name, ain't you?
That nigga freaky out here, man. That nigga said he had sex with every one of them damn ladies. Hey, like you said, Trey, then they got
fetish. Bro. Like he just went about it the wrong way. I ain't even judging. He just went about it the wrong way. Like he got a fetish. Okay, you like to go to the masseuse and let the strange Asian ladies feel. Like, okay, I get it, bro. You got
okay, but if you don't do that, you need to make sure without a doubt that they down for it. Like, right. you that horny, bro. You need to make sure they down for it. But this nigga got caught up in thinking he could get away with it every single time. Like, bro,
he's freaking, every woman man.
Don't play that. And now they're coming out. He came out and said that a few of the women actually gave him massages again after that. I mean, I guess that would definitely help your argument, but
yeah,
like, bro, you that horny, bro? Like,
and you honestly, got a girl
honestly,
time.
honestly, bro, like you need to go get help for that. If you that horny, real bro, talk, bro. If he make it through this, that's too horny, bro. You're too horny, pal. I thought I was the horny master. This nigga is too horny, bro.
Come on, fam. We don't know.
He's tripping.
The frequency.
He's tripping, bro.
We don't know if he went what? Once a bro. Week before the game or something. We don't know.
Nah, but it's like 40 women. And these are the women we know about. Okay, these are the women we know about. We know about like 40. So it could be like 100, bro.
But listen, 40 women. But what if that spread out over 7 months, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this, like?
Nah, that's still too much, bro. That's still OD, bro. He's tripping, bro. He's so
hard. You doing all this? Why you got a girl, bro? So I know you smashing.
So on top of that, exactly, bro. So on top of that, you get home, right, you smashing your girl too. Bro, you too horny, bro. Ain't that much nothing in the world, fam. You too horny, bro. You need to go chill, bro. You need to go to a specialist and see what's wrong with you, bro. Because you tripping. He's tripping, bro.
He's popping on blue pills, bro. He's popping blue pills.
Yeah, he's tripping, bro. I pray for him. You know, I don't want him to go to jail, of course, obviously. So I hope he make it out of this. But after this, bro, like, you need to go see somebody, bro.
But his girl said she's staying with him.
Yeah, she's staying with him, like. I used to give this man some threesomes or something, bro. Something gotta give. Like, that's crazy. You finna go to jail because you just too horny, bro. Like, you get massages from all these different women, bro. Like, and you trying to have sex with every single one of them, bro. So he playing the playoff game in Kansas City the day before he find it, you know, trying to find a woman out in Kansas City for.
He on the in the yellow pages looking for the massage parlors.
He said he found them mostly on Instagram. He found them mostly on Instagram, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, you doing way too much. You finna go to jail because you horny. Now imagine you go to jail. You horny in jail. What you gonna do, bro? Like, think about it like that, bro. Like, all right, bro. I feel like I'm this horny, but I don't want to be this horny in jail. So I need to chill, bro. And like Vontae said, like, again, you got a whole girl at home, too. So you going home smashing your girl. Like, come on, fam. You tripping, bro. So, like I said, I hope he get off and he got something to deal with after this. He got some other stuff he got to deal with. Man, bro, he can't go to no more massage therapist after this, bro.
I got a picture of this man up front, though.
No entry.
Imagine that's your pastime, and you can't even do it no more for the rest of your life, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, he got something to deal with. Like, bro, no, for real talk, though, this is, like, mental. Like, this is starting to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he need help, bro, because that's something going on with your brain to be that horny, bro. Like, you going through all this, doing this with all these women, bro. Like, that's really mental, bro. Like, how you focused on football and find, like, nah, bro, this is really getting some sick stuff. So, I hope he get off, but... He got some stuff to deal with, bro, for real.
This nigga tired before every game, bro. This nigga drained.
Every game. So the week before, they go to Jacksonville. This nigga all in the Instagram. masseuses in Jacksonville. You know they go Tennessee. They go play the Titans. Yeah, they go play the Titans. Like, how are you even getting away from the hotel to go? Like, he went through a lot, bro. Like, this nigga too horny, bro. He got to chill, bro. He was really wilding. Even if, and how many of these females do y'all think is lying? Like, understand what I'm saying. Like, literally, this did not happen, and they're making it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think about that when people say that, you know, females, like, bro, do you understand? Like, if it come out that they are lying, I mean, I guess you could say ain't too many repercussions for them if they are, but I mean, like, I just don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. He's even got some stuff to deal with, for real, for sure.
Lou, have y'all talked about the Randy, not Randy Gregory, but Alden Smith?
We touched on it a little bit. He choked choked the man out in Louisiana in a coffee shop, bro. It's a coffee shop, like Young Jock voice.
Bro, that's one of the most civil places. Like, you can't get no more civil.
At a coffee shop, bro. Like, something is really wrong with him. And I was telling them earlier. Like, unfortunately. Bro, unfortunately for niggas, for people like him,
bro,
who like, he need rehabilitation. Like, yeah, bro, yeah,
like,
bro.
And it's like 6 in the morning. But, it's like brew, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like something. But we've been knowing that. Like something is really wrong with Alden Smith's brain, bro. Like something in his brain don't work correctly, bro.
Did so, he get like spent like he needs 5 or 6 years and come back and kill his first year, something like that, right?
Yeah, he missed like 3-4 years. Like imagine that, bro. Like 4 years off your career because you just can't get your mind together.
Bro, what's the dude from that played for Carolina and had that case, that domestic abuse case?
Greg Hardy.
Yeah, that's what he remind me of.
But he's, like I said, he's even worse because this man missed 4 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and again, bro, choke somebody out in a coffee shop in Louisiana, bro. Like, he can face up to 8 years, bro. Like, if he gets the max, like, forget your football career because that's over. Like, don't even forget thinking about football. Like, that's done. That's dead. Like, fam, you facing 8 years. So even if you get 4, nigga, like, you finna go to jail, fam. Like, choking a nigga at a coffee shop, bro. Like, after you done worked so hard to rehabilitate yourself. And unfortunately, they not putting you in no rehab. They putting you in jail, and your mind is going to be even more gone. Like,
at the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the coffee shop.
Mm. Yeah, he tripped out, bro.
Who that Young Jock was?
He tripped out.
The coffee shop.
Cowboys let him go just in time. And they said, you know, we didn't resign him because he was having issues. Of course, it wasn't this, but I mean, hey, it worked out for us because paying that man some money for him to go crazy.
He about as bad as Josh Gordon.
Oh, no, I don't know. Josh had a whole lot.
Well, it's they both bad, but for two different reasons. Well, Josh just he an addict. Whatever he addicted to.
But that's past addiction, bro. Like, that's
the past. Yeah, whatever he addicted to, he can't. And I remember I read, like, Josh, I think he said he started smoking weed. He was, like, 13, 14. Like, he started young, bro. Like, it was bad. But I think he was on some other stuff, too. He was on some white.
I'm going to light this joint.
He was on.
$17 million in my bank account. It could all go away. But I don't care. I'm going to light
this joint. Man, bro. That's when you know, like, something is mentally wrong with you, bro. Something is mentally wrong with you, and you can't get rid of it. Oh man, Vontae.
Yeah,
you seen what I said in the chat earlier about Steph and James?
Yeah. I saw a little bit of it.
Nah, you said who you got for game? Your life on the line.
Bro, this nigga, you know this nigga's finna pick.
Steph.
He surprised me.
You for real?
I'm dead serious. Cause I mean, I just feel like if life on the line, like now if James, I'm picking James, but
no, we don't know what's gonna happen. Since the next
but
game.
But that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Like, so yeah. when James
if
is not on, like what
if Steph is
but
on.
No, I'm saying like if like okay, so their versions of not on who. Who's gonna score the most points when both of them are not on? When they not on fire, I feel like James.
Steph.
Oh yeah, because like I said, because James is gonna get to the rack easy. If Steph not on, we seen Steph not on. He gonna shoot 2 for 9 and score 13 points. When he's not on.
He'll go 1 for 17 from three.
But he's going to shoot 20 free throws because he's going to get to the rack and get fouled.
He's going to start complaining when they hear something and he getting his calls.
But I was mostly thinking about, like, I wouldn't even think about, like, 5-on-5, 1-on-1. I'm just talking about, like, their talents as a player. Like, just forget accolades. Just forget everything else. Just how they play the game of basketball. Like, I just feel like James was far more. Like I said, bigger. He's going to get to the rim. And he can't shoot as good as Steph, but he can obviously shoot. Like, he's extremely difficult to guard. Steph is hard to guard, too, but it's different. It's different ways.
Bro, it's crazy to think that nigga Steph is 33, bro.
Yeah, he like, when he first came in and lost them years, like, because, what, he got drafted 2010? Was he in the same class with Jimmer? I know he was with Flynn now. Was that 09? That might have been 09.
I think it was 09 because, I mean, he played all 4 years at Davidson, so he probably came in at like 22 maybe.
Yeah, that's crazy to think of. Back on 2K, he could shoot, but he wasn't nothing. Like 2K10, he wasn't nothing.
I was like 2K12. That was game in UT Tyler, the 2K12. D Rose on the cover, right?
2K11.
That was okay, yeah.
That was 20. That was 2010.
Now Steph rookie year was 2009.
Yeah, 2009. That's what I thought. Because he came with Flynn and now them and Rubio.
Rubio went back. I ain't playing with y'all.
Yeah, Rubio went back for a year or two. That's crazy. Imagine if that happened now. Like, that would never happen now. Like, nigga, you coming to the league now. Draft a nigga, he'd be like, nah, I'm gonna go back and play over here, bro. I'm gonna play with y'all niggas later. I'll be back.
I mean, I bet they just say mouth like, nigga, we just drafted you. Like, bro. Like, yeah.
They took Flynn and Rubio before Steph. Like, even if you just say, okay, I'ma just use the boy from Davidson, he been going crazy. We just gonna take a shot on him. The whole career arc of NBA basketball is different. Everything is different. That was the same draft. Blake went to the Clippers.
What draft y'all talking about?
Blake's had that year out there with an injury.
Yeah, missed that year with ACL.
Yeah. Oh, Blake.
I think we touched on everything NBA. We touched on Deshaun, the draft a little bit.
Who's been touching on Deshaun?
Now he wants them to touch on him. He's been begging for them to touch on him. They said they felt scared. They said they felt pressured to touch on him.
Pressure.
Dude, Deshaun Watson.
They said they come in there and he'd be butt naked. Like, cause you know, when you go to a massage, they be like, you know, you can dress down to your comfort. You could go down to like your comfort level, so you can go underwear, you can go shirt.
What comfort level?
That nigga butt.
I have
the
comfort level.
And then
he's too horny, bro. But like, he just get butt naked as soon as he walks in. I'm ready. Like, come on, bro. That man dripping.
I'm ready.
I remember something.
I'm in here, bro. He's getting butt naked, bro.
My head hurt, bro. <'Cause I'm ready.
laughs> I remember me and Bajay saw that meme talking about he in Houston with Sauce Walker. Sauce Walker, all these hoes, you up here doing this shit. Get you paid for something.
With a whole woman at home. Is this woman black? Is this white?
Yeah,
this
like black? Little light skin, light brown skin shit.
Dang, bro.
Him and James Harden.
And like Marcy said, she says she's not leaving him. She says she's sticking with him through it.
Well, like with James Harden had all these strippers, all these hoes. He don't got no kids. He don't got no allegations. He good.
Deshaun got a mental problem, bro. For real. Like, it got bad for him.
Like God was like, all right, bro, like you wilding too much. This got to stop.
We gotta sit you down for a minute, you know.
Like, well, I want to. And he was definitely addicted to it. So it's like you know, like when you drink coffee for like 10 years and you stop, and maybe like you know, their head start hurting, like after they stop and stuff. Like, what is he doing now? Like, he just sitting at the house. Like, you just gotta have sex with your girl now. Like, you can't even get to all these massage therapists and stuff. Like, you just have sex with your girl now, bro. I bet he'd be at the house like, dang. I think I want to hit up a massage therapist. You know he be wanting to. Like, he was addicted to that, bro. Like, people be addicted to Coca-Cola or coffee or, like, anything in life. Like, that man was addicted to that, bro. Like, now he's just at the house. Like, better go run or something. Like, get that horniness up off you, fam.
God, see, you been wild, fam. You been wilding too much.
I can't believe that, bro. Like, imagine, like, we thinking Deshaun is like, I mean, he's still a good dude. It's just like, damn, like, you was really out here tripping, bro. You was tripping. Just doing really, too much.
Really out here. At least he ain't doing it like Dan Sharper. Been serving 40 for raping women.
Yeah,
that was that
Kellen
was sick.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Right,
fucking yeah, they them niggas was definitely out here tripping for real too.
Niggas,
and that's tripping, bro. On the cool though, like even if I guess if all of it was consensual and stuff, but bro, you over here at these chick houses. I think one girl like she went to the back and she came back. This nigga standing there with a heart on. Like, bro, come on now.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
Bro, here's what I peel, bro. Bro, that nigga's what I peel, bro.
It's that peel, dog.
That's what I peel, bro.
And pizzy,
and it goes, he chewed that whole thing out of the car, bro. He on that.
On that blue shoe, man.
Hey, yo. Oh, God, bro. Nigga said he was standing there. Man, why are you standing up? You're supposed to be laying on the table, bro.
Why are you standing up? Sit your ass down. Why are you standing up? Oh, God.
Look at this shot. This shot out of there, bro. He was tripping, bro. Yeah.
The boy up there being a nigga nasty out here, bro.
What if you tired of this? It better be Deshaun later, bro.
What happened?
It gotta be. Yeah, it's gonna be. We're gonna name it the Hard On or something. The Blue Pill.
Blue Pill.
The Blue Pill.
Deshaun.
Oh, that nigga said he was. But I tell you,
up and ready.
What she say, bro? She said he was standing there.
They stand there with a Hard On. That's how
ready to go. Was he butt naked?
This nigga got no reason to be hard, bro. He just hard.
I'm telling you, bro, that's a fetish for that nigga. That's a fetish.
Bro, this nigga has no reason to be hard. This nigga walking. Okay, get comfortable. I'll be right back. Why are you hard?
Yeah,
why
yeah.
Are
you
hard? And then that's what got me. That's what got me. I'm gonna be honest with you. At first, you know, the numbers was going up. I'm like, yeah, these chicks might be looking for a payday. And then it was like 20 girls came out in support of him. So I started doing the math. Right. I'm like, bro,
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, if it's 40 against you and 20 for you, nigga, that means you definitely done messed with like 80. You, like, how you even find that many massage therapists, bro? You tripping.
There ain't even that many NFL teams, bro.
Bro, and I would expect. What'd you say, Vontae?
I mean, he was saying it was because of COVID. That's why he had to find. But I'm like, bro, you could find a legit one that you just go to every week. Bro.
Exactly, bro. Like, if it was like even if you had like 3 to 5 of them, like that, you kind of okay, you figured out they down for this, they like this, they want to have sex with me. I'm Deshaun Watson. Okay, bro. Find you know 2 to 5, 3 to 5 women that okay, and then just do that, bro. You went crazy again. You was up to 70, 80 women, my nigga. Like, that's crazy, bro.
That ain't going all of them.
That's crazy. Like, again, this is addiction, bro. This is mental health type stuff. Like, this is you need counseling, fam. You need to talk to somebody, bro, about being that horny.
This is like, bro. This is like Eric Benet having a sexual addiction, being married to Halle Berry. Like, you got Halle Berry at home. You having sex with random hoes.
Nigga, Eric Benet.
Don't ever go Eric Benet.
I only got one last thing to say. Nigga, never go Eric Benet.
And we used to clown Rex Ryan for liking his wife's feet. That was his wife. We clown him for that. Now we got Deshaun going crazy. Like, damn, yeah, that's sorry, true. Rex. And
Bill Cosby Jr. in his bitch, man. Bill Cosby Jr. Yeah,
bro, like, this man, he said he walked in, he next. Like Trey said, they tell you walk in, you know, get comfortable, lay down, you know, put the towel over you. He probably started laying down, didn't even put the towel on himself.
But they,
That man laying on his back.
I think his lawyer said all 22 women are lying, bro. They not all lying.
Come on, bro. Like, I don't care what you say, bro. As much as I want them to be, 22 people are not telling the are not all lying, bro. Because the facts combined with what they are saying is like, okay, this nigga was super horny and he was doing too much. Like, again, he'll probably go. They say you lay down, lay on your stomach, put the thing over you. This nigga was probably laying down butt naked, no towel.
How's nigga lay on his stomach with a hard on? His back. That's why. He couldn't do it, bro. He couldn't do it, bro.
Again, bro, he could have easily found the ones who were, you know, strictly down for this and just stuck with them, bro. Had to find a new one every time. I would expect this from an NBA player because, you know, they do a lot of traveling. Like, I could see an NBA player like, okay, I want one here.
I didn't even think about that, bro.
Like, they all,
I swear.
That would have made more sense to me.
Bro, they play 16 player, games, bro. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. And eight of them you're on the road. So that's eight crazy. Times, like, how are you going that crazy? Eight on the road. So that means during the off season, you I'm find a different
game schedule.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I would expect this if Andrew Wiggins came out addicted to massage therapy tomorrow. He'd be like, oh, I mean, you be in Minnesota, you be in Golden State, you be in Sacramento, you be in, okay, I can see that. That's possible. You hit up one before you get there. That makes sense because you do a lot of traveling. Nigga, NFL, you got eight away games in these crazy little states. You and most of them, you play Jacksonville, Tennessee, like, come on, bro, Indianapolis. Like, how you find a freaking massage therapist in Indianapolis, bro? Like, you gotta chill, fam. Like, you just tripping.
He's just out here extra tripping. Freaky with it.
Just too freaky, extra bro. Freaky. Like, for his sake, I hope he get through this. And I hope he gets through whatever he dealing with. Like, you and your girl need to have a sit down. Y'all have some threesomes. Y'all bring some women in. Y'all try something. But this, bro, this is too much. You're going to have to work something out with your girl. Like, she's sticking with you through all this, bro. Like, work something out with her. Y'all figure it out together. Because this
is doing too much, bro.
It's not, bro. It's not. Like, he got to figure something out. I'm sure if his girl is willing to stick with him through this, I'm sure she's willing to accommodate him in some type of way to help his addiction in some type of way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be. If she's willing to stick with him through this, then okay, bro. Like, I'm sure she is willing to help him in some type of way to curb his enthusiasm, to curb his horniness.
This is damn shame we got to talk about this shit. That nigga with Tiger Woods.
Speaking of Tiger, we hadn't had a podcast since he went crazy, but I mean they say it's reports saying that he was basically trying to kill himself. Like, the way he went around Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah, he ran driving 85.
Yeah, it was some crazy number. Like, he was driving extremely fast on purpose.
85 to 45, ain't that bad, bro.
In a curve?
That's definitely bad. In a curve too? But I'm saying that's on purpose. That's like, yeah, when you seen how his car looked, it was like, yeah, bro, like.
Well,
he wasn't drunk. He wasn't on no drugs. Like, nigga just driving fast just because.
Well, no, they say he hit the tree at like 78 miles per hour.
Right.
But they did say they at the scene they found like an empty pill bottle with the label pulled off. Nigga woke up. Oh, I mean, he, of course he was concussed. That nigga thought he was in Florida.
I got another one. I think Tiger Daddy had a bad impact on him. Like when having him so focused and so kind of like cut off from the world. Your kids turn out weird as hell because they weren't able to do normal stuff. Like they were so trying to be, and of course they turned out to be great at what they do, but they suffered as a human being.
I think another thing that hurt Tiger, bro.
That's why childhood stars always go crazy.
Like, exactly. You had this perfect image, and that cheating scandal, bro. I think that cheating scandal was like.
But I think he was doing all that cheating and stuff because he had to have that perfect image because of what his daddy told him from, you know what I'm saying, from when he was little. Like, you're going to do this, you're going to do. Like, he wasn't able to mess with different women and stuff like that. So when he finally got a taste of it, he went crazy with it because he had never got to do it before. Just like I say with people who kind of shelter their kids, and again, I'm not saying your kids should wild out when they're in high school or nothing crazy, but we've seen personally when shelter people before they in high school, before they get to, like when they wasn't able to do nothing, and then they get to college, like, oh, I get all this freedom, and they go crazy because they were never able to do nothing when they was in middle school, high school. Like, you should be able to, you know, attend a party here and there. You know what I'm saying? You can't overshelter your kids because, again, when they get a little taste of it, they go crazy. We've seen that.
Yep.
Like, it has to be some type of balance.
You can't be from a small town and be sheltered. That's the worst combination when you go to college. Shit. You're the campus freak.
It got to be some type of balance. But yeah, bro. Deshaun crazy. Tiger Woods was crazy.
I think Tiger Woods is battling with his blackness forever, I think.
Any other crazy thing go on like that?
Nah, that I know of. I know that nigga A.R. Ab got sentenced for 45 years. You know, nigga
He's a big dummy. That nigga was on Vlad talking about, yeah, I shot some niggas. I done robbed niggas. I done killed some. Like, fam, you just a dummy. Go to jail.
$45.
They convicted
him
off of the interview.
Bro, it was a bunch of
their
evidence.
It was a part of the. It was a part. It was a part of the evidence. Like, this nigga really in front of a camera.
Is a fed though,
and niggas still go on there and tell their whole life like this not gonna go on YouTube to millions of people. Like, they be on there just snitching on themselves. Like, you do understand, and I can't even blame Vlad no more, because nigga, it's not like he putting a gun to these niggas' head and telling them to talk. These niggas just going on there and willingly telling on themselves.
That's like, why Pee Wee Longway was the best person for it. That nigga didn't answer no question.
Bro, you don't have to answer. You don't. What are you even niggas even still going to Vlad TV for? Like, this is not like back in the day where you need a platform like that to get yourself out there. Nigga, the internet is for everybody now. Like, you don't need to go to Vlad for nothing.
Like, they either go to Vlad or Say Cheese.
Like, nigga, that nigga ARL was literally, you can go look at the interview. Nigga literally said, yeah, I robbed some niggas. I was selling. You know, I killed some niggas. Bro, are you stupid?
Why? Mm-hmm. The thing was,
I'm going up in the race playing ARL.
Because, I mean,
I Big what it was that really made y'all mad.
Big U done, Big U done did the same thing, but it's just ARL. Like, you trying to do this, and you still actively.
Yeah, Big U served all this time for all that shit. That shit old. And he doing on a different path now. ARL, like you say.
What's his name was doing the same way? Casanova, like that too. Like, bro, what are you doing, fam?
We knew something was wrong. Why
snitching on yourself? Why?
You don't got no music out, and you got Jew jury.
Like Vontae said, you still in the middle of doing it. Maybe if it was 15, 20 years ago, okay, cool.
nigga, you still doing it, and you on there snitching. Like, the police don't use that. Like, what do you, nigga, they got people dedicated just to be on social media and watching stuff like that. Do you not understand that?
True.
They literally pay people to do just that, to sit on Instagram, to sit on YouTube, and get all that info that you snitch on yourself with.
You ain't lying about that, bro. They got, like, that's why they got cyber crimes and shit like that.
Nigga, they paid. Nigga, they got divisions dedicated just to that now. Which obviously, duh, they gonna do because it's the age of the social media. So, duh, they gonna pay people that's dedicated just to that.
Yeah, this is an era of self-snitching and social media, bro. Twitter thugs. They just little snitch on themselves and show how much money they got so they can get robbed. Put their location on. Okay. 2 hours later, nigga dead.
They just gotta let the world know that they about that. Just gotta let the world know.
And the world don't give a fuck about them. They just want their little 15 seconds.
They're gonna laugh at them when they go to jail.
Man, this dumbass nigga. All these niggas in jail, but they got an iPhone though in jail. They on Instagram. They showing they spread. Shit. Ooh. Living it up in jail. You know, I got my gold chain. I got this $20,000 watch on in prison.
That'd be crazy, bro.
I got this nigga had a $40,000 diamond grill while he was in prison. Had that whole smuggled in. I'm like, what's the point of this?
Foolish.
Just somebody can knock your ass out and rip every jewel out your goddamn mouth. Shit, they commissary book. They good. Living lovely off your dumb ass. Nigga got nothing to lose. Nigga got two life sentences.
Yeah, man. Bro, crazy.
Shit.
NFL draft next week. We ain't gotta do it today. Maybe we could just hit next week, the day before the draft or something, hit a final prediction of what we think is going to happen.
All right. I got one question. What is y'all one ideal pick for y'all team at y'all spot, like realistically?
Kyle Pitt.
Y'all going to give up 50 and score 45?
Nah, we got the whole rest of the draft to adjust the defense. Got 10 picks.
Kyle Pitt.
Yeah, we'll probably. we'll probably end up moving down. I wouldn't be shocked.
We'll probably move.
I wouldn't be shocked.
What about you, Trey? What's your ideal pick at your spot? If y'all like,
Kyle Pitt to fall to the Bucks, and Mac Jones to the Pats.
Crack.
You said who to the Pats?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is more of a system guy, man. I feel like only guy that we had.
It's just to hold us over. We ain't gonna get nobody else. We ain't getting Justin Fields. I mean,
niggas don't even talk about that man. That man has two DUIs, and nobody ever talks about it.
Who got two DUIs?
One of these, Mac Jones. Look, you see, you didn't even know that. Two of them.
I didn't know.
He just told me, bro. He gonna back up Cam, and then we're gonna go get like Lamar Jackson, a blockbuster trade or something.
Speak on that a little bit Lou.
If you see how you didn't know, if one of these black quarterbacks had two DUIs, you would 100% know about it because they would have asked them about it in the press conference or something. They would have had to answer for it. They would have said, "Well, how do you think James Winston
was still in crab legs?"
That's what I'm saying. They would have said, "So, how do you think you've changed since the DUIs? Do you think you're a better person now?" Yeah, I think I've changed. I think I'm better. I think I just learned from it. I think I just grew, and I'm ready to go. Like they didn't talk about Baker.
They barely talked about that Baker incident on tape.
Man, ransom the police on tape.
They barely talked about it. Barely. Yeah. Only person who talked about it was like Stephen A. and Shannon. And Skip.
If Vince Young or Cam Newton had ran from the police on tape, you wouldn't have been able to not hear about it. That would have been all you heard about. You wouldn't even know nothing about their talent. All you would have heard about is what they did when they ran from the police. Like,
that's crazy. They talked about Cam and that damn laptop shit in Florida for hell.
I forgot about that. I forgot. I thought he was going to win Heisman because of that, but it's so long ago. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I like Cam, like, you know, focus on other shit outside of football. He got that little drink, smoking drink with Cam, because he sure ain't throwing no touchdown. So, go ahead, think about the shit outside the league, man.
You watch your mouth.
I ain't watching shit. Cam better cut the bread.
This Cam last go around.
Yeah, he done before 32. Before 32.
Cowboys 8-8.
You said who 8-8?
Cowboys 8-8.
You mean 9-8? You got 17 games.
Nigga, I know. 8-8.
8-9?
We're gonna have a tie.
8-8 in the tie?
Bro, 8-8, bro. I don't care if it's 47 games. The Cowboys are 8-8, bro.
Cowboys will have a better record than the Patriots.
Just look back at this, bro. Cowboys are 8-8. Bro, let me look at the history, bro. 8-8.
Yeah, we'll have 14-2. Patriots, bro. That's all
yeah,
I know.
14-2 in what? Like 2016, 2017?
Anyway, Romo had some 13-3 years.
Exactly. And the next year, turn around, it balances back out to 8-8. I mean, I just don't know how y'all do it, but y'all do it. I think once I kind of every AFC, I'm sorry, every NFC East win of the last 20 years, and I think I can't. The Cowboys were second, but basically I was 500. Like I was 8-8. It's crazy. Yeah, what was it? The Eagles had one more win than y'all. That's what it was. The Eagles had one more win than y'all. But anyway, I'm hollering at y'all, fellas. I gotta go get my hair cut.
All right, young buck.
All right, hey, y'all. LGTV.
Never go Deshaun. Young Vontae.
Yeah.
Anything you want to hit on, bro, before we hop off here?
Nothing I can think of right now. Gary? Oh, he gone too?
Yeah, I think his phone dropped or something. His phone dropped or something. Now I think we hit on. Oh, you wasn't on, but what you think about the, you know, George Floyd getting justice? Real quick,
bro. Like, I think it's big. I mean, hopefully anything come from it. I hope, like somebody said, like, I mean, people. I mean, it's happy to be excited and stuff, bro. But still, nobody win in this situation because it's still a man that still without his family ain't gonna get to see him.
Right.
Like, but
it's just the only solace, the only good thing we can get is the man that did it actually paying for it.
And hopefully for the future, like, people, like, think twice about, like, hey, I can actually get convicted now.
And we know it's possible because they think twice when it's a person not of color.
Yep.
They give them the leniency. We have literally seen police officers get ran over with cars by white people and not pull out their gun, not once. We've seen them get beat up. We've seen them.
She kind of got, I said, oh, girl, you remember, she got sentenced, the one who I feel like she should have got more, but you remember, walked up in old boy house and shot him?
Uh-huh, yeah. She got 10.
Well, she'll probably do half of that.
Right. Because her people definitely came back and tried to get hers lowered, but yeah. I mean, if she get 10 for that, I mean, they say he could get a maximum of 40.
Yeah, but they said president, like, sentencing guidelines usually be like 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
I never understand that. I'm like, but they said one thing about this case that's unique is that they can ask for more time because it was a child, like, because it was a 9-year-old prison. So it said because of a child prison, like, you can ask for more time.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
I forgot. Crazy. I was watching ABC News when they was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they.
I didn't even know it was a child prison. I mean, of course, I didn't know everybody that was there, but I didn't know that was a child prison.
One of the main people recording was a 17-year-old. And she was, right, like, taking her little cousin to, like, to the store to get something.
Right.
I will say this, like, I know they had him sequestered, like, they couldn't pay attention to the news, but, bro, it, to me, it's hard for me to think they don't know what's going on in the world, bro.
Who is that?
Like, the jurors.
Oh, yeah. They not supposed, like, come on now, like, when they go home, you know, they human, like, they on Facebook, they on everywhere just like regular people, like, they definitely know everything.
But I'm just happy the family got justice, bro.
For sure. When it came back super quick, you know, they said, you know, that when that typically happened, that definitely mean, you know, obviously it was easy, so definitely gonna be guilty. So that definitely was like, okay, so I expect it, and that's how it turned out.
Yeah, when it came back quick, they weren't trying to ask the judge, like, oh, can you clarify? I was like, yeah, he done.
Yep. And I mean, of course, you know, we had to be wary because we've seen it still, even with when it looked like, okay, yeah, they're going down for this, we've seen it go the other way. But it was
I'm like, real talk, bro. I was still like, even though people like, man, it's cut dry, I'm like, bro, and I'm still surprised that he actually got, like, I was expecting somehow, like, we always hear, bro, like, oh, we find him not guilty and stuff like that.
Right. Or we found him guilty on one count. He gonna get probation, or he, you know, just want, like, yeah. I mean, we've seen it. We've definitely seen it. So, but like you said, like, this scene so cut and dry. It was like, okay, yo, hey,
but I mean, it's crazy. I would have thought, to be honest with you, I would have thought back in the day that Rodney King would have been cut and dry, but.
Yep. Hopefully this is a sign of things changing.
Hopefully so, bro. I mean, like I said, I mean, I just want cops to just, like, do your job, bro. Like, you don't have to, like, just serve and protect, bro. You don't have to be extreme.
That's it. And it's crazy that it's become more than that. Like, they are, like you said, their job is to serve and protect. Your main job, of course, you got to take care of criminals and stuff because that's a part of serving and protecting. But serving and protecting is not a part of killing people, like, for no reason. Like, I think so many officers have become evil. So many, you know, states and cities have become evil to where their focus shifts from protecting to, we just gonna protect a certain kind of people, and everybody else we looking for the bad in them. So we're looking to do something to them because they're bad people. So off rip, I feel like they don't go into the office on a daily basis thinking, hey, we out here to protect and serve and be nice and kind to people and make sure that everybody's safe. And when they're not safe, we're gonna take care of the bad people. No, I feel like their focus has shifted to, hey, we finna get rid of a certain kind of people because we think they're all bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think another thing is, and it's just trained, like, bro, it's like, how fast, like, you gotta go to school for this long to be whatever, 4 years, nigga. I think you can finish, like, the academy in, like, 8 months. Like, they just another thing I don't like, bro, I mean, you can say what it is, but, like, putting these niggas, like, straight out the military on the cop, like, and I get it, bro. Like, yeah, veterans need jobs and stuff, bro. But you putting these niggas who trained to kill on the road, on the streets, bro.
Like there should, like, they go through PTSD and stuff like that. Like, I think if you coming from, like, straight from, like you said, military stuff like that, I think there should be a time frame that you have to wait before you can join a force. Because, again, you coming straight from killing and, you know, shooting, like, that's what you have to go through. So you need some time to rehabilitate from that, and then you can become a police officer.
But that's the thing, bro. People these days don't want to have, like, the conversations just like, oh, well, we've been doing it for this long. Like, bro, like, it's okay to change stuff sometime, man.
Yep. So many of them don't want to change because they think it's going to negatively affect them instead of worrying about making sure everybody is okay.
Exactly. But like you said, though, a lot of people know, and of the white race, pretty much they know how they done treated people for years, and they scared as hell. Like, oh shit, what if people start treating us like how we treated people?
Yep. Exactly, bro. So, but nah, next week we could go ahead, like I said, maybe a day or two before the draft, we can do a final prediction. Mortal Kombat come out in a couple days.
That's people already, it's crazy, bro. People already got these links and stuff. They already been watching it, but I'm like, man, I'll just wait till it come out on HBO Max.
You got HBO Max?
Yeah.
Oh, you got Fire Stick.
No, I got it through through Hulu.
Oh, it came in a package.
Yeah, like you can do a little add on.
Like five extra dollars or something.
I forgot how much it is, but yeah, I watched that on there. I watched Godzilla versus Kong. Like I watched all, yeah, because you know they put the movies on there. They put them out like for 30 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got HBO Max too, but I might just do that Hulu deal if it's worth it. It might be worth it just to get Hulu along with it.
Probably I gotta look into it. I think how much you pay for it? Like for at Max?
Well, it's like 10, 12, maybe 15, somewhere around there, bro.
Yeah, I gotta see how much to add on, because I know Gary, he got it. Gary got every streaming platform it is, bro. Like Prime, Hulu, Netflix, Disney, like he got everything, bro. Like you can't even watch that much.
That's what I'm saying. You probably need to get rid of some of that. You don't even need all that. Because like you said, ain't no way you can watch all of it.
Right.
Probably about to give me some dinner, man.